On the phone right now is the legendary Clive Davis. Wow. Good morning. How are you, sir?
I am very well. Thank you so much, Tom.
This must be very special because in all my years, I've never known Clive Davis to come to me personally to promote a song or to promote an album.
A project, huh?
Yeah. But this has got to be very, very special. Clive Davis is here to talk about the new CD, I Will Always Love You, the best of Whitney Houston. Clive?
I'm here to talk about this new album that will be forthcoming from Whitney. Most of it, of course, will be the greatest hits in their original form that you could have all on one album. But the record, one of the records that will be on this great new album, is very, very special. And I think that we've all waited, me included, for music from Whitney that makes you pull over to the side of the road. Mm. You know those records that when you hear it, you know that it's unique and you feel that tingle going up and down your spine. I know for Whitney, whether it was I Will Always Love You or The Greatest Love of All, where we got so much mail that, you know, I got so filled with emotion, I had to pull over to the side of the road. And the background here is that at the time of the I Look to You album, Whitney was undergoing regular full-mouth dental work, and she was advised that she could not smoke cigarettes, and the dentist surgeons had taken all the nicotine off of her throat. She went in the studio by herself in Los Angeles, and she did two verses and a chorus of I Look to You, that great R. Kelly song. And she did it in the style of the original demo, and miraculously, there was the old Whitney, just feeling every note, soaring with every note. And, you know, I had those verses and a chorus. So when I asked for the funeral, I asked R. Kelly, I said, you've got to come in and you've got to sing I Look to You. And Robert did, and he did it with a choir. And, of course, 20 million people watched, and it was so haunting that the I Look to You album soared to the top of the charts for the next month and a half. But I knew the world was waiting to hear Whitney as Whitney. And so I've really been working over the last few months, and I combined what miraculously Whitney did with that all-time emotionally laden performance that R. Kelly did in that same original style of his demo. And I think we have a record that's available today and ready for downloading on iTunes.
Wow.
You know, which will make your listener know this is an all-timer. This is Whitney at her best with R. Kelly at his best, and will make you pull over to the side of the road. Need I say more?
Mr. Davis, what is Never Give Up?
Never Give Up is another cut that was done at the time of the I Look to You album, but it was not ready when the album went into production. It had not been mixed. So that's another brand new cut that will be on the Best of Whitney Houston that's coming out in November.
And this is Whitney solo. This is just one we had not heard
That is Whitney solo. Yes.
What do you think her legacy is now as you look back and now months after her untimely death?
I think Whitney's legacy, apart from the fact that everybody in our industry, whether you're an artist, whether you're a producer, whether you're a songwriter, we all knew that all those years that Whitney was the best contemporary voice of that generation, of this generation.